I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Who doesn't love a good story? We begin hearing stories when we're tiny children and then develop our own, sometimes joyful, sometimes painful. For most of us, there's a rich and compelling mix. As the poet and writer Maya Angelou once said, "There is no greater agony than bearing an untold story inside you." And this week's essayist, Nancy Jasper, feels much the same.
I've always loved the old stories, loved the way their strangeness spoke to questions that were close to home. I remember lying in bed when I was 7, having some trouble falling asleep, wondering about the end of time. How could time come to an end? On the other hand, how could it go on and on? When I read a child's version of an old Norse story, it got right through to me. Even the gods were powerless over the end of time. Even Odin, the chief god, would be swallowed up by the Fenris wolf. I still love these stories. I'd like to share with you a poem I've written that's based on an old Norse story about how we got the gift of poetry. In Norse culture, poetry was so precious that it had to be stolen. The giants kept the meat of poetry hidden in a cave. It was guarded by Gunnlod, a giant's daughter. Odin wanted it. Gunnlod told him that if he agreed to spend 3 nights with her, she would offer him 3 sips of the mead of poetry. Of course, he cheated. I thought it'd be fun to imagine the 3 nights with the giantess. Perhaps you'll hear some echoes of a child's pleasure in being read to at night. The giants tell this story differently. Odin heard of the mead of poetry, the power of its fermentation, the honey mixed with blood. And of course, he wanted it. He heard Gunnlod, the giant's daughter, had it. He went to the land of the giants. He thought he could depend on swagger. He rode up, peremptory, demanded to know where she kept it. She told him it was a metaphor. There was nothing to hand over. But if he was serious, he could sit up with her for 3 nights, and she would try to teach him. He sat in the crook of her arm, felt warmed by something almost geothermal. He loved the sound of her voice. He loved the chambered resonance of her vowels. Her enormous brain held fold upon fold of poetry, riddles, boasts, incantations, praise poetry, opaque poetry, poetry translucent as amber. She knew the human heart, and because she was a giant, she knew about things that were elemental. She knew the voice of frost. She knew the vulnerability of ice as it remembers water. She was fleshy and archival, canonical and non-canonical. There was no theft. He left and carried what he could. So that's the poem. I hope you enjoyed it. I believe in the sweetness and fermentation of poetry.
Nancy Jasper is a clinical social worker at Child and Family, a comprehensive social service agency in Middletown, Rhode Island. Nancy publishes chapbooks with the Rhode Island-based Origami Poems Project. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.